A disturbing trend is seen too often in a lot of churches, and that trend is apparent apathy among many Christians. These people attend services, and it appears that they are only going through the motions. They're singing, they're praying, their Bible study, their zeal seems to be dead. To rephrase Thoreau, he says, the mass of Christians lead lives of quiet desperation. And certainly God desires more from his children. At least that's what Paul tells us in Romans 15 and verse 13. But I suspect the problem is one related to that of an athlete or a sport team when people say they're in a slump. Such a person or a team, they just go through the motions, but they're not performing up to their true potential. The solution in sports, they say, is to work on the fundamentals. Well, I want to suggest to you the same is true for Christians when we find ourselves in a slump. We need to stress the fundamentals, just like when John wrote to the churches in Asia, Revelation 2, verses 4 and 5. We need to get back to the basics. So today we want to talk about some of the fundamentals or basics that we need to get back to whenever our lives are in a spiritual slump. And my first suggestion would be that we need to energize our faith. And when we talk about faith, the scriptures define it for us. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, the New International Version reads this way, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." Vines describes faith as a firm conviction. And I like to think of it as confident trust. But faith is important, because Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 tells us that faith in God is essential to be pleasing to Him. Jesus tells us that faith in Him is essential to finding forgiveness and eternal life. John chapter 8. Verse 24, and that's what he told doubting Thomas, if you will, in John 20, verses 30 and 31. But without faith, the alternative is doubt accompanied with fear, Matthew 14, verses 30 and 31. So we know what faith is, we know it's important, but we need to energize our faith. And the Word of God is designed to produce faith. It's what Paul says in Romans 10 and verse 17. And we do that through diligent reading of the Bible. And through that diligent reading of God's Word, we can energize our faith. So when you find yourself in a spiritual slump, pick up your Bible and allow it to rebuild that confident trust that you once had. And when you do that, it will also help you to fortify your hope. Now, hope, according to Vines, involves that happy anticipation of good. It's not wishful thinking or an insecure, I hope so, but Vines describes it further as a confident expectation. A common definition of hope is desire plus expectation. But hope also in the life of a Christian is important. It's necessary to persevere, to carry on, Romans 8, verse 25. Hope is necessary for our motivation to become pure, 1 John 3, verses 2 and 3. And hope is necessary to increase opportunities to preach God's Word, 1 Peter 3 and verse 15. And without hope, then we lose our souls, and we won't be any good for saving other people. So we need to fortify our hope. And how do we do that? Well, the Word of God was written to produce hope, Romans 15 and verse 4. And through its revelation of God's dealings with man in the past, we know God keeps His promises. And this encourages us to expect Him to deliver on His promises for the future. Peter encourages us to rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, 1 Peter 1 and verse 13. Where do you read of the grace that is to come when Christ is revealed? Well, it's in the scriptures, of course, and nothing fortifies our hope better than those wonderful passages that reveal the eternal destiny of the saints. You know, when an athlete gets discouraged, he or she is often told, "Keep your eye on the prize." And so the Christian must also do that. And he does this with the aid of God's Word, that we can help keep our focus where it ought to be. So in getting back to the basics, it will also include an effort to activate our love. Paul gives the best definition of love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. A simple definition that's easy to remember about what love is active goodwill. And it too is important in the life of a Christian. You see, expressing love gives assurance of our salvation, 1 John 3. Expressing love assures us that God will answer our prayers, 1 John 3, verses 22 and 23. And expressing love reassures us that we abide in God and He in us, 1 John 4. So we need to activate our love. Just like the Thessalonians, we can be taught by God how to love, 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 9. And Jesus taught us how to love by His life of sacrifice, 1 John 3 and verse 16. And God taught us how to love by giving His Son as a propitiation for our sins, 1 John 4 verses 9 through 11. And it's through careful meditation upon what the Bible reveals about God's love for us that we can activate our love for others. So as we continue to list what is involved in getting back to basics, I also want to encourage you to enhance your joy. When we define joy, the Greek word is chara, and it is closely related to charis. Charis is grace. It is undeserved favor, which in turn gives joy, pleasure, delight. And chara, or joy, then is the response we have to this undeserved favor. I like to think of joy as the delightful response to the grace we receive from God. But again, it's important in the life of a Christian as well. It is an essential element of what constitutes the kingdom of God, Romans 14, verse 17. And it lightens the burden of trials that we have in this life, Hebrews 10, verses 32 through 34. And it is often the loss of this virtue that is most evident in the lives of many Christians. They don't have joy anymore. So we need to enhance this joy in our life by looking at Jesus and His apostles' lives. They gave us words that our joy can grow by, 1 John 15 and verse 11, and 1 John 1 and verse 4. And again, we see the value of studying our Bible daily in trying to energize our joy. Just like the Bible can energize our faith, fortify our hope, and activate our love, it can enhance our joy. Jesus also stressed the importance of prayer in regards to joy in John 16 and verse 24. He talks about an answered prayer certainly excites the Christian and increases their joy. So the practice of daily Bible study, a key to getting back to the basics, is the habit of regular prayer. There's one more basic I want to point out before we close this lesson. And that is that you should enjoy your peace. Vines describes this peace as harmonious relations. It is used to describe such harmony between men, nations, God and man, and our own self. A lack of peace often contributes to the spiritual doldrums that afflict many Christians. But peace also is important in the life of a child of God. Another crucial element constituting the kingdom of God, Romans 14, verses 17 through 19. Peace with brethren contributes to receiving peace from God, 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 11. And having peace with God has a positive effect in our peace with our enemies, Proverbs 16 and verse 7. So we need to not only understand the importance of peace, but enjoy peace in our lives. Peace with God begins with justification that's found only in Christ, Romans 5 and verse 1. And it continues in response to fervent prayer, Philippians 4 verses 6 and 7. So just as prayer can enhance our joy, prayer also can help us to enjoy our peace that passes all understanding. So what we've seen is faith, hope, love, joy, peace. Simple words, yet words that are so essential for the Christian to have an abundant life that Jesus has to offer those who come to Him. Now, why are they so often in short supply in the lives of so many Christians? Well, maybe it's because they neglect two fundamental tools that God has provided for them. What are these tools? The Word of God and prayer. Whenever you find yourself in a spiritual slump, we need to let these two avenues of communication with God be the key to energizing our faith, fortifying our hope, and activating our love and helping us to enjoy the peace that we have as being a child of God. Restoring the basic elements of the abundant life that is found only in Christ is not a mystery. It's received through the implanted Word of God, James 1 and verse 21. And Colossians 4 and verse 2 says that we must continue earnestly in prayer. You know, it's just that simple. The difficulty in obeying God comes from man. Man wants to make God who he wants him to be. Man just simply needs to obey God and leave his think-sos out of it. Now again, you may disagree with this lesson, and I certainly hope that you don't, because it's a very simple, basic lesson. But if you do and you'd like to discuss this with me further, you can make contact with me, but as I said in the past, bring your Bible and let's discuss book, chapter, and verse if you think I'm wrong. If you'd like to join us at the Eastside Congregation, we'll meet this morning at 9 a.m. for Bible study, 10 a.m. for worship, 5 p.m. this evening for another period of worship, and midweek at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. If you want to listen to this lesson again or other lessons, you can go to the church's website, which is churchateastside.com. If you're unable to get out and assemble anywhere, you can go to that website and click on our live stream button and be able to watch our services live as they are taking place. I want to say a moment while we still have time that we do have a gospel meeting coming up the 20th of this month through the 22nd. It'll be 7 o'clock on Friday and Saturday night. But I want to say that I get reports from people of different beliefs that are listening to the radio program. I want you to know I appreciate you listening. It means a lot. I hear good reports from different people, different religious backgrounds. It means a lot that you're listening to this program. And I want to encourage you to make contact with me, not only if you disagree, but maybe if you do like what you hear. I'd like to know what you think about it. You can look me up on Facebook at Jeff Curtis or leave a message on the church's website there. Again, that's churchateastside.com. I want to thank you again for being with me.